Hey guys, welcome to another episode of The Untucked Life, where we focus on caring a lot more about a lot less. In today's episode, we will be talking about comfort and really the paradox of comfort and a couple quick ideas on how you might be able to curb that and maintain your perspective and gratitude for your current situation. Hope you enjoy. Today what we're going to be talking about is comfort. And how much of a paradox it is. And this might be stemming from the fact that I was without air conditioning for a week with three kids in Florida and how uncomfortable it was for us. But generally speaking, what role does comfort or discomfort play kind of in our everyday lives, and how is that really turning into such a paradox today? So that's what we're going to be talking about. The reason I bring this up is coming off of just a period of time where something that you're used to having is taken away from you, and how silly it sounds, but coming home and your house feeling the same as it does outside. It's just kind of like an eye-opening event because it's not part of your norm. And it's the same thing when you get sick, right? I don't get sick that often, but every time I do, I'm just like, man, I just wish I felt better or normal, right? Whatever that means. And then you're sick for, you know, maybe 2-3 days, maybe a week. And then you go to the doctor, you get your medicine, you get better. And once you're back to being better, you're just back to taking your health for granted. And it's so funny because it's during that time of discomfort when you're sick that you really appreciate the fact that you normally aren't sick. The same thing with air condition. When you're hot is when you really appreciate the fact that you normally aren't. And I think this applies to so many areas just in life in general. I know for me personally, the greatest periods of growth have come from the greatest periods of discomfort. I can think back to, you know, let's say high school, sports. It was during those what seemed to be terrible conditioning workouts, etc., that you ended up being in the best shape. It is when I had the worst jobs, or, you know, I guess none of the jobs were really that bad, but when I had the jobs that I liked the least, I was most uncomfortable in, that I grew the most. Right. And it was because I wanted to get out of that discomfort. And I know that I've read a lot recently that was a common practice for the Stoics, was actually actively practicing discomfort. So they would do things like dress up in foolish clothes and walk around the town. Or there's a famous story of Benjamin Franklin, the night before, I think he had to make a big decision about taking an advertisement for a company that he didn't want to in the phone book, right? And if he didn't take this advertisement, then he wouldn't be able to, you know, sustain his phone book business. But he really didn't believe in the company and he didn't want to take the advertisement. So what he did the night before was slept on the floor, I think in his office. And what that was supposed to symbolize is the discomfort of losing everything and to really sit back and think, well, is that really that bad? And he ended up not taking the advertisement, because the truth of the matter is, losing everything isn't really that bad. And that's kind of what he took away from that experience. I think that if you're intentional about it, I could apply these types of things to our everyday life, right? And maybe go through some periods of controlled discomfort just to maintain your perspective and really help you with gratitude, right? I know it's easy to think about doing this with kids, right? Your kids are, let's say, being ungrateful and all they want to do is play video games all day, every day. So you take the video games away and then they have to remember what it's like to not be able to sit there and play Fortnite for 6 hours. But that same concept, right, would apply to us. Let's say this next weekend you turn off your air conditioner and you don't turn it on just so you can remember what it's like to not have it. Or let's say you transfer all the money out of your checking account and, I don't know, move it into your savings account just so you can remember what it's like to have no money. Or your job. Let's say you don't love your job. You set up a situation where you take a Friday off and you pretend like you got fired. What are you going to do? Right? Whatever those things are, can you be doing some of them now? Same thing goes with money. I remember every time we didn't have money is when I was the most responsible about money. And then as you get more of it, you're less and less responsible. Or maybe that's just me, but you know, it's a really good practice to put yourself in those situations where you're not comfortable and you have to figure it out, because what you'll often find is that's the time where growth is forced, and those are the times of greatest development, in my opinion. So it's just something to think about. Are there any areas that maybe you're a little bit too comfortable? Maybe it's in your relationships. Maybe it's in your career. Maybe it's in your finances. Maybe it's just your overall life in general, right? Are you taking these things for granted? If so, what might you be able to do to make yourself a little uncomfortable and get a little bit better perspective on the fact that overall you don't really have much to complain about? So that's an interesting thought exercise that I think you guys would really enjoy. And I think it's something that we should put into practice more often. Maybe it's once a month, maybe it's once a quarter, heck, maybe it's once a year, but just something to put in place to keep yourself in check. Because it is very easy to get comfortable. And that same comfort that we work so hard to achieve might be the single thing that undermines our quality of life long term. So think about that. Think about how comfortable you are and how a little bit of discomfort might do you some good. All right, guys, that wraps up another episode of The Untucked Life. And if you enjoyed this episode, or really if you've enjoyed any of the episodes, please consider liking or subscribing to the podcast. Maybe even leave a review, or, you know, send it to a friend. That's the easiest way for other people to find us and for us to really grow our audience. And if you have not done so already, please check out theuntuckedlife.com. where we have additional videos, some articles, some other resources that I think you'll find really valuable. Again, thank you guys for listening. And remember, the Untucked Life is all about caring a lot more about a lot less. We'll catch you guys next time. See ya.